Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Lives the Beat. You are in for a special treat right now. Keith Robinson is live in studio and we about to get a whole concert, y'all. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives the Beat.
One, two. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. From the very first time I laid my eyes on you, girl, my heart said follow through, yeah. But I know now that I'm way down on your line, yeah. But the waiting feel is fine. So don't treat me like a puppet on a string, 'cause I know how to do my thing. Yeah, and don't talk to me as if you think I'm dumb. I wanna know when you're gonna come soon. I'm talking about I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. Summer is here, I'm still waiting there. And then winter is here, and I'm still waiting there. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa, oh, da 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 da. It's been 3 years since I'm knocking on your door, but I still can knock some more, yeah. Ooh, girl, is it feasible? I wanna know, yeah, for me to knock some more, yeah. You see, in life, there is lots of grief, yeah, but your love is my relief. Yes, it is. Tears in my eyes burn. Tears in my eyes burn. While I'm waiting for your love. Oh, I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. I don't wanna wait in vain for your love. Bring it out. 'Cause it's summer is here, and I'm still waiting there. And when winter is here, I'm still waiting there. Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Break it out, fellas. Shout out to Bob Marley.
Hey, turned up right there. Okay, we had to start the show off with some live. You know what I mean? Like when they bring in multiple instruments, you know what I mean? And a voice like that, we have to start live like that. All right, before we get into his next single, we have to play this video. She was actually going to come in today, but we're going to get her in next week. She's one of the hottest performers out right now. Her name is Ryan. She just dropped this. It's like one of them Beyonce things where they could put all the videos in one video. But here it is, Ryan with her movie, Pretty Girl. Take a look.
Checking off a few boxes. It's about finding happiness. And happiness is not about what you have, but who.
Oh my lady. nothing, no status. Shut it down like nothing, no status. We be out having fun always. We be out with the crew all day. Live it up like nothing, no status. No worries, we gon' kick it all night. All night. You know we just wanna party. Yeah, we just came to party. Do it all night. All night. You know we just wanna party.
Ryan, Pretty Girls. Make sure you guys check that out. There's like 5-6 different singles in there. And she's just so dope, and I can't wait to get her in studio. Okay, so off of his new album, Love Episodic, y'all, he's about to perform his latest single, Never Be You.
Let's hit it, fellas. Is this a cruel reality that we deny? Should we just plead insanity instead of try to keep alive this hope, this dream we say we got? Do we survive and work this thing or say goodbye forever? I'm a sucker for love, I'm a sucker. Maybe I'm just a fool for trying to love you. Maybe I am the one I need to blame. Maybe I'm just a glutton. Cause if I find someone new, she will never be you. Never be you. I realized that if I find someone new, she will never be you. Never be you. Not in this life. They say the grass is greener on the other side. What if I take that trip and find out that they lied? What if we stayed around and made that sacrifice? I'm willing to bet my life this love of mine not come twice. What's up, Alicor? Hey, I'm a sucker for love, I'm a sucker. Maybe I'm just a fool for trying to love you. Maybe I am the one I need to blame. Maybe I'm just a glutton for the pain. Cause if I find somebody new, she'll never be you. She'll never be you. I realize that if I find somebody new, no, she'll never be you. She'll never be you. Not in this life. Search for a new love, but he'll never be like me. Ooh, baby, I can search for a new love, but she'll never be like you. Cause if I find someone new, she'll never ever be like you. No, no, no. Hey, I realize that if I find somebody new, she'll never be you, never be you, not in this life. Hey, 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 oh. She'll never be you, no, she'll never be you. Cause if I find someone new, she'll never be you, never be you. I realize that if I find somebody new, she'll never be you, never be you, not in this life, no, 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 never be. Love Episodic, Never Be You. Check it out. It's out right now.
Hey. All right, Keith. I might need you to like sing at my wedding or something.
You get married,
like,
bro?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to be once. That's what's up. Once I'm like, all right, Keith, come sing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to start singing Never Be You, okay? All right, y'all. So we're going to get Keith over to the table. But before we do, you know that we love this girl. We have supported her from Carmen to when she blew up on the internet. So here she is with her new persona, Queen Herbie. This girl is going to take over the hip-hop world by storm. The song is called Wifey. She just dropped the video. Take a look.
Speak to me.
To return the ring, and if you can't hang now, you can rock a fling. How come every day I slay from the crack of dawn, but you act so dumb like your brain is off? So don't yawn, bitch, wrong. This broad is on, you better get strong. If not, move along now. Somebody better gonna right your wrong. I can sing it for you all day long.
Speak to me, Kylie. I'm the type of girl you call wifey. You find when you unbutton my Versace dress. Don't be a pussy and come at me with commitment shit. You know I die for you, act like you know what time it is.
These hits are a work of art, and if you don't see that, death do us part. Now I ain't even gonna flex, cause I am the best. No Becky in distress, I'm a dragon in a dress. I don't get no rest, every day I'm blessed. Working my finesse, Tiffany on my neck. It's a boo thing, not a new thing. You better get it right if you're talking to me. Must have had a mind smart enough to choose me. Your boy say it's fine, you're supposed to use me. You don't wanna fuck around hard enough to lose me. So whenever I'm around, would you please salute me?
Hey, speak to me, Kylie. I'm the type of girl you call wifey. Yeah, I ain't no side piece. I'm the one you take it home to, mom. Please, come on, speak to me.
All right, Queen Herbie, wifey. You know, we just played her other track, Love Myself, which is like, that's my favorite. You got to hear that song.
I like that, man. It's dope.
But this one, I'm excited. Like, she's going to drop the rest of them in December, so she's just giving you a little taste right now. But and shout out to her. She's doing it all by herself. You know what I'm saying? She checkbook it. Records. She opened up her own little situation.
Sound like me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what we hear. That's what we about here at The Beat. All right, Keith, thank you for blessing us with that,
because
that was freaking awesome.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You know what I mean? Some people come in here and they get a little nervous to perform. I was just like, when you was hyped to come in, and you were like, nah, I got two people are gonna come with me. We're gonna get the drums.
It's the dark and the coffee.
It just gets you up, ready to
get
go.
You up.
All right, so Love Episodic.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, where do you come up with the title from? Why do we want to focus on love?
Well, I mean, I think love is almost a kind of just a basic ground, you know, it's a ground emotion, and it's kind of the basis of what I create from. So I think in R&B music and in music period, it's kind of an element that we kind of, it's almost considered old school or passe. So I kind of wanted to bring it back to the forefront. Love Episodic is kind of a play on my kind of the TV and film career, as far as if I were to sit down and watch an episode of Love, I wanted this album to feel like this would be the soundtrack to it. It's kind of I call it the anatomy of relationship, boy meets girl. They fall in love, they fall out, they break up, they get back together. And it's kind of when you listen from song 1 through 10, all the songs kind of are connected and kind of put you in that state of how we relate to one another in relationships. And, you know, we put it to music.
So as an artist, I mean, and also an actor,
yeah.
How do you kind of balance that? Because if you're so busy filming and, you know, being on set all the time, how do you find the time to work on your own personal stuff?
Well, I think they kind of feed each other. I've always done it. I think it's just another vehicle to express yourself. I think, you know, every scene has a certain rhythm. Every song has a level of element of drama to it. So I think that when I'm most creative when I'm filming something, because if I'm on a set, if I'm away, you're kind of isolated. You're in a hotel, you're in a trailer, and you're in a character living, and you're kind of emoting through someone else. It inspires a lot of music for me. It's always done that. So I kind of need both. I think it's like the difference between an SUV and a sports car. We're going in the same direction. It's just how you want to get there.
What were some of your inspirations with this specific album? Were there any like highlight moments that you kind of were like, oh, I wrote, you know,
in my own life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every song is based on a true story, mostly about me. Some about maybe people around me, or maybe things that I want to happen that have happened, or things that are happening in my own personal life. You can't help but, you know, if the music inspires me enough to want to write to it, then it's always coming from something that I've experienced myself. So I think life in general, just living it, inspires you.
And what I loved about Never Be You, like, it just, and why I said the wedding thing, because it just has that classic sound to it. You hear R&B today.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was filming this other radio show yesterday, and it was this little young kid, and he was freaking amazing. I found him on a street downtown.
Wow.
And I was just walking by, I heard him singing, I was just like, two years ago.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to get him to come on the show. He went through puberty, right? So his voice changes.
Yeah.
And now he has to do his sound. Like, he was singing like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Song. Now that his voice changed, he feels he has to do kind of what the kids are doing out right now. And he was like, yeah, this is R&B. I'm like, that ain't R&B. Yeah, what he was singing before was R&B.
Yeah.
But even just the way the placement, the harmonies that you were just doing.
Yeah.
Why is that sounds so important to you because it has that classic R&B sound. I mean, have you been tempted to elevate it, change it, or why is it so important to kind of go back to that?
I mean, I never left, really. I mean, it's kind of what got me in the business. It's kind of in music, and I mean, my first influences were from classic R&B artists. So I think as time goes along, you have other influences, hip-hop influences, you grow, and you got the whole traps situation now. I think it always kind of seasons the R&B, but for me, at the core, it'll always be R&B soul music. That's just something that it's a part of me. So I can dress it up any way I want, but when I get on it, if it's me, it's going to eventually always be that. So it's kind of a natural progression for me, you know, because it's what has always influenced me, and it's timeless because I think real lyric, real song and melody, real concepts, they'll never go out of style.
Yeah, that will never go.
They
out
may,
of
you know, they may not get as many likes on the social media, but if someone loves the song, they will come and hear you listen to it, sing it for the rest of your career.
Yep.
And that's kind of the time of music, the goal that I try to make is timeless music with great musicians who can really play and singers that can really sing, and we're saying some real stuff. So maybe that's old school, but I don't think that school is going nowhere.
No, it's classic, because let me tell you guys, literally every single person that was, every week we have someone try and perform, but every single person that was walking by here was like, what the hell is going on in there? Yeah. It just sounded like you were going to open the door and like Beyonce was going to perform. Like it was just like, wait, what is going on in here? Yeah, yeah. Like, so I just appreciate you keeping that alive.
Yeah.
So being independent.
Yeah.
Was there a time where music came before acting? Acting came before music? Did the acting fuel the music financially? Yeah. Like, how did you kind of maneuver that?
Well, I mean, I moved out here with a group. We were an R&B group. It was three guys, and we came out with a deal. And we got out of the deal and moved out here. And acting was just basically, I just went to an acting class to kind of just to fuel my stage presence. I figured everybody had a headshot. Everybody was going on these auditions, and I kind of scoffed at the whole acting thing, to be honest with you. And I was glad that we were doing music, because I always said, like, you know, if the song is hot, it's hot. We don't got to do this and that.
Right.
So I went into this class, and I just, you know, read a scene, and the teacher thought I was good, thought I had a knack for it, which I kind of feel like I had just from performing a lot on stage. And, you know, the first audition I landed, so acting kind of came second. It definitely came second after the music. But both kind of, like I say, they fuel each other. So, you know, everything starts and ends with me, with music. So no matter what I'm doing, no matter where I'm filming, what it is I'm doing, I'm always going to be drawn back to this, because I think this is the core of who I am, and this is how I emote. Even in scenes, I always look at it as a song as opposed to a snatchal scene. So, you know.
And is there a point, being in the industry for so long, kind of seeing the growth?
Yeah.
And I don't want to, because R&B kind of had a little mum stage for a minute.
Some would say still.
Yeah. But I feel like it's coming back. I feel like people are starting to appreciate the lyrics and the harmonies and all that.
Yeah.
It's a little to the side right now, because that trap beat is just real loud.
It is. It is. And it's dope. I get it. I like the beat. I mean, sometimes I wish I could understand more of the lyrics. But I get it. I get the pocket. It's the vibe. I get it, what makes kids move, because it does make your head nod. But you know, I think when you get down to the core, when you really want to hear real songs, when you want to go see a concert, when you're reminded of events in your life like weddings or deaths or graduations or birthdays, you want to put on that song that resonates. And I think, you know, like guys like, you know, Frankie Beverly Mays and these guys, he can tour the same album. He's done it for 40 years because it's a great song conceptually, and it's great melody, it's great music, it's great lyric concept. So
you're going to be moved.
afterwards. You're going to be moved. And that's what I'm trying to do, is stay in that lane as much as I can and still pay the bills.
How would you say... obviously, in the early 90s, it was very focused on career artist development, focus on here's an artist, let's really put everything into this artist, we're going to develop them, it's going to take a few years, and we're going to get them to where they need to be. Now, it's kind of like, you can work with a record label, or people are doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Have you, at this point in your life, would you say independent is kind of the way to go? Or you're happier in that sense?
I think it's a twofold. I mean, I'm happier in the sense that you get to be yourself. There's no one leaning over you, trying to develop you or change you. Or because a lot of times with record companies, they're copycats. Whatever. Well, we need a Beyonce, and we need a Kanye. They copycat.
Did that happen in the group for you?
That definitely happened in my group, and that was really the most difficult time for me as a creative person. Because we wrote all these songs to get the attention of a label, and then we got to the label, and they're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And they brought in, and they were like, these two songs that this were saying the same thing, how do you want it, give it to me, and I was like, ah. Oh. But I think at the same time, the good thing about labels is that they have that budget, they can feed the meter. So I think with social media, it's allows people to get noticed, but it also allows for the great watered down, because people are famous for, you know, inanimate reasons as opposed to just pure talent. Yeah. And sometimes the great talent gets lost in the muck, lost in the sauce, because everybody can do it. And it's about being noticed, not what you're doing to get noticed, just get their attention. I don't care what you do, just get there. And sometimes that makes it difficult. So it's twofold, that you have the access to the world, but you still need that bag to continue to feed the meter so that they can see it. So you can almost buy your way some attention. But how long that attention is stayed on you depends on the level of talent.
Mm-hmm. And that artistry.
And the artistry. Right.
So, but I want to come back. I want to talk about the movement of music videos. But before we do that, I want to play this girl. Have you heard of her?
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, this girl has taken R&B by storm.
Yeah, she's dope.
She has this new video out. It is called Every Kind of Way.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Better than a homie.
Her.
I want you off my mind. And on me, holding me closer than we've ever been before. This ain't a dream. You're here with me. Boy, it don't get no better than you. For you, I wanna take my time.
Every Kind of Way. Okay, we're starting to see the face. She's starting to let it up a little
bit. Yeah, I love that. That's so cool. So unique. I love that.
I just think what I loved about it is that I feel like she did this so that we would focus on
the music.
The lyrics, the music.
Yeah.
Keep a little bit of mystery in there.
Yeah.
So shout out to her for that. I really want you to cut. We almost had her in here. Now we was real close.
For real? Yeah. Well, it ain't too late.
Huh? Oh, no, it isn't too
late. She just getting started.
She was for like the Beat Around BET Awards, so she was only here for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
But I promise you, girl, we're going to put up a silhouette thing so no one got to see you, and we're going to interview her behind a silhouette. So come on in.
Come on in, her.
We got this, all right? All right, Keith.
Yes, sir.
So
let me fill it with my phone.
Shooting these music videos, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we talked about from the 90s to today. The big budget videos in the 90s, early 2000s. Now we're seeing people. I mean, I've had someone come in here, show me a music video that they did. And I wish Queen was here, because Queen can watch your video and tell you exactly what kind of camera you used.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She was tricked one time. One time we watched this video. This man shot his entire video off an iPhone.
Yeah, I heard that. I've heard that before. I need to learn how to do that. I'd save you a ton of money.
You know what I'm saying? For you, yeah. I mean, you know, we see, I always bring up the Beyonce vision because she did a whole visual album. And yeah. since then, everyone starts kind of dropping that, right?
Yeah.
Is that, do you feel like that visual component is that important today, or is it the music, or is it to get, you know, to get the millennials, you have to put the videos out there? What's kind of your take with it?
I think you do. I think the visual is very important because we all have cameras. We all have, I mean, you know, people's attention span is short. So if they can see it, it helps them. It sucks them in a lot faster than what they, for them just hearing the song, because, you know, a song requires your attention. And I think they say our attention span now is like 8 seconds,
yep.
Especially with social media. So if you can put those images out there and match them to the song, then you have, I think, a greater chance of the song catching on. So I think it's very important because, you know, everybody has a camera. So I know if I'm strolling my timeline, if I see a video, I'll be more prone to watch the visual than press play on the song.
Right. Even the lyric videos that they're trying to do. Now yeah. they try to make the lyric videos like yeah. move around and stuff. Be like, man, I'm going to click on
yeah,
that.
It's like, man.
You ain't in the video, so I ain't going to click
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. People want to see you stand the story up, so you got to do it.
So what's kind of your attack with Love Episodic? How are you going
to? Well, it is, like I said, it is all the songs are connected. So every song will have a visual to it. Because all the songs are kind of connected, you know, like, you know, the anatomy is the beginning, the middle, the end. So, and just me, you know, being an actor, yeah. it's a great chance for me to marry the two and kind of create my own vision of what I see, because I write from a visual perspective. I see it before I put it on the paper. So I want the listener to do the same thing. So I definitely am pro visual. And now with so many different, you know, cameras and technology, it makes it a little bit easier to do it. I guess the key is just feeding it into the system so that people see it along with the other 8 million videos that are out there at the same time.
And just you explaining it, I'm really excited to see what you're going to put out there, because yeah. exactly, you working in film yeah. and having that, I can hear it in you, like yeah. your understanding right. of as an actor yeah. behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
Right.
I'm excited to see how you piece that together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like we're going to get a TV show out of this. Love Episodic.
Hey, yeah. I like that. I like that.
So, all right. Yeah. So now this is this video right here
yeah.
is Shout Out to the Pain.
Yeah.
And this is off the All Eyes on Me soundtrack.
Well, it's not off the soundtrack. It wasn't actually official soundtrack, but this was inspired by the movie. Myself and Edie Young from the Outlaws, who was, you know, World Famous Outlaws, who was Tupac's group. I met Edie Young probably in the about over 20 years ago. When I lived in Atlanta, he lived around the corner from me when Pac was incarcerated in Rikers Island. I got to meet Pac's mom and the Outlaws uh-huh. and those guys back in the day when I was in my group. And the next time that we saw each other was on the set of Pac's movie, All Eyes on Me. And we said, man, we got to get in the studio. And so when I got back to Atlanta, I mean, I got back to L.A., I was in the studio. He just happened to walk in the studio, and he asked me what I was working on. I had the beat up. He liked the beat. He went out to the parking lot, wrote his verse in like 10 minutes. So the song was so organic. It just felt like it should have happened the way it happened. So we kind of we did it, and we dropped it the same time as All Eyes on Me. The movie came out, which I think came out in June, I think. So people love the song. I mean, it's kind of a timeless song as well.
Yeah.
It's a great marriage.
Take a look.
Is that people today view him as an artist, as a complete artist, and as a humanitarian, and as a person who felt other people's pain.
Say you never let right hand know what left does. Always be patient, never a rush. Tight with your money, hard with your trust. Know when it's lusting, know when it's love. Stay with your kinfolk, don't chase the fame. Cause once they know you, it's never the same. Don't test the fire, cause you'll get burned. Use as a blessing, a lesson learned. And when they try you for what you believe, I have to leave.
of the bullshit, but living proof you can make it through if you refuse to quit. Losing it, had to get it back, suffered setbacks, woke up like fuck that. I ain't gonna crumble or crack, I'm one of them cats you gon' have to see for a long time. Got an ill will, big heart, strong mind, always on time, cause I appreciate every second, appreciate every lesson. I turned it all to a blessing. Once upon a time stressing, now I spend my time letting my thoughts go. Get this money for me, and can't nobody take it from me. The big homie, his name Edie, I'm well known from Frisco to Fiji. Believe me, if it's too easy, then it ain't real. Niggas can't deal, so they relying on the pain pills. I sit lean just to live dreams, but I went from the block to the big screen. You can't tell me a damn thing. Shout out to the pain. Yeah.
See, I can forgive.
Shout out to the struggle.
But I can't forget.
They say pressure makes
to
down.
Leave, to earn my respect, y'all.
Gotta believe in you,
y'all. And stay where I'm at. Stay where I'm at. Shout out to the pain.
Keep rocking to Edie Dawn.
Shout out to the struggle. Yeah.
Living proof that anything is possible.
Shout out to the ones.
Shout out to the pain.
Shout out to the ones ain't afraid to give. Shout out to the ones that are.
That's some crazy shit right there,
Keith.
Shout out to the pain.
Hey, Keith Robinson, shout out to the pain. I love that.
Thanks, man.
Yo, like the whole like straining your voice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay, what advice would you give to somebody coming into this industry right now? Especially, you know, because out here in LA, I just hear, you know what I mean? Everyone's so gung-ho to, you know, try and be a part of matching sounds, trying to be a part of a record label.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to someone who wanted to break into this industry?
I think the biggest thing I would tell them is to use the rejection as fuel, because, you know, it's part of your process. It kind of what makes you better. It kind of what makes you go back to the drawing board and hone your craft, and not put a time limit on when you're supposed to be on or where you're supposed to be, because sometimes we get caught up in looking left or right at someone else's career, what they're doing or where they're at, and we get sucked into it, and we should be looking straight ahead, because your career is different from my career. Our journeys are completely different, no matter if we're doing the same thing or not. So if you can help doing that, because I'm even guilty of it, you know, because it's such a competitive industry, you're always looking to the guy who's doing the same thing but further along than you.
Yep.
And that can be dead weight. That can slow you up and kind of act as almost poison to you.
Have you ever had my favorite thing to talk about with artists, this is probably really dark of me to bring this up, but I just think it's so, there's a beauty in it. Moments of depression, moments of suicide. I know you have a single called Feel Good Today.
Yep.
Was that inspired by anything in your personal life as far as like a moment in time that you didn't think you were going to make it past and then you realized and you turned it into fuel?
Well, I think part of what you don't factor in as an artist when you get here is that the depression does happen, because the industry has a tendency to push you way up the ladder, and then when you're on, it has a tendency to push you way down. So if you get your validation from the crowd, or you get your likes validate you, then they're also going to be the thing that kills you.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to find a way to not get your validation from the success or the highs and lows of your career, because the highs and lows are both coming. Trust me, it is part of the universe. It's a great leveler, I call it. I've definitely have dark moments. Of course, I mean, because you feel sometimes things aren't going right, or money's not right, or you're trying to pay your bills and still stay creative, and you're thinking like, what the hell am I doing? Why am I doing this?
Just right into
You're thinking like, why am I doing this? Because your friends are getting married, in their careers, having babies, doing their thing, and you're still chasing this elusive dream. Yep. That seems like, so it's kind of being, you have to learn how to be stable, comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's tough. And that's what weeds Hollywood out. Feel Good Today is based on one of my good friends, my friend Sam Sarpong, who rest
in peace. Sam is a part of VHL?
Yeah. That's my guy. I mean, my first job was with Sam.
Wow.
In 2001 in Canada, that's where we met. We instantly became brothers. And so our journey was kind of parallel. I talked to him all the time. I still have an unfinished text message from Sam. And Sam, you know, he expired. He died. He killed himself. So that's where that song inspired, because I wrote the song shortly after the funeral with myself and Caviar. So that was a cautionary tale of someone who looks just like me, who's in the same lane as me, who has the same fears and dreams as I do. And
but pushed everybody to be the best version of themselves.
Exactly. And I called him the vitamin, because he was the guy you would talk to to inspire you. So for it to happen the way that it did for Sam, it was pretty chilling. And it was a cautionary tale, and it kind of let me know that nothing is more important than your well-being, your health, your life, your family. And you have to fight to keep that in perspective and not get your validation from the awards, the crowds, the women, the money, or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. Because it's an empty, fame is an empty objective. There's nothing there. Yeah. So you just have to walk in your purpose, and whatever comes with it is what comes with it.
Amen. Woo. All right. Boom. Right up, Sam. Pull them strings. All right, we're going to play one last video before we come back. It's Thundercat featuring Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. The song is called Show You the Way. Take a look.
Kenny Loggins, my guy.
Thundercat. Heavy hearted, my burden's light. I just wanna live.
Is this new? Wow, huh?
Just get all over into the light.
This is a dope show, man. Oh, you guys, how long have you been doing this?
For
a
second.
Oh, I did it.
Tell me how you feel, Kenny. Kenny Loggins.
Show You the Way, Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. Make sure you guys check out the rest of that video right there. And the rest of our artists that we gave to you. Keith, thank you so much for
coming
through.
Man, thanks for having me, bro.
And again, y'all, just that, like, I'm just going to be so inspired today. Where can everyone follow you, and where can everyone check out Love Episodic?
Love Episodic is available on all digital outlets, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. So download it. The single Never Be You is the next single off of the album. Love Somebody was the first single. And you can find me at Keith Sings. Everything is Keith Sings. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Holler at me and I holler back. It's really me talking.
And make sure when you drop that video, you know where you're going to come play.
Yeah, I definitely come and represent. Thanks, Black Hollywood Live, for having me, Jess. Appreciate it, man.
Of course, brother. Thank you. All right, guys. We want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. Hit up Black Hollywood at BHL Online across all social media. You can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And if you, a friend, you found some dope music online, you just wanted us to play the video, send it to us at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week, same time, same place.
Big shout out to Mike Holden and Jonah in the building.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.